This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
It's Tuesday, November 4th. I'm Elena Neal Sachs. As the federal government shutdown stretches into its second month, impacts are visible around the region. Santa Cruz County supervisors will decide this morning whether to approve $500,000 in emergency funding for Second Harvest Food Bank. The proposal comes in response to the Trump administration withholding funds for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Food banks across the country have seen demand surge since SNAP benefits were paused on November 1st. Universities are also beginning to feel the effects of the shutdown.
It definitely has slowed research down.
John McMillan is the vice chancellor for research at UC Santa Cruz. As of Thursday, when we talked, he said the university has been able to move funds around for projects that have lost access to federal grant money. But he's noticed other universities have started halting new spending or slowing ordering for certain types of research equipment.
We're not at that point yet, but we're probably not that far away from at least making recommendations of slowing some of those things down.
A UCSC spokesperson said as of last week, he was not aware of any layoffs due to the shutdown. Meanwhile, the University Corporation at Monterey Bay, an auxiliary of Cal State Monterey Bay, has sent layoff notices to 134 employees whose salaries come at least in part from federal grants. The notices blame the government shutdown for the layoffs and state, quote, "We hope this layoff will be temporary. However, at this time, we are unable to predict when federal funding will be restored, and the layoffs may be permanent. The planned layoff date is December 16th. Cal State Monterey Bay holds the broadcast license for KAZU. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow morning.